I was born on the front of the Murrick.
At home?
Yeah. The Lauriston. That used to be my grandfather and grandmother's house. And then we all lived there. My father and my mother and then my two other sisters and that. But I was home most of the time, so I knew them more. But Margaret and Norma didn't seem to know what's her name very much.
Cassie,
so she didn't know. So. But we very rarely, when we were in town, we might just say, she'd just say, oh, it's a nice morning, and off she'd go. Yeah. Well, she's full of fun. Oh, she'd awful funny things.
Oh, yeah?
It was really talking, I had a real good laugh with her. She was a happy soul.
And was she?
Yes, very, very nice. And if she didn't like it, she'd tell you it off with Max. So it wouldn't sound so bad. Yeah, but she liked it. She was always out with the... Well, she was at these meetings and all that, you see, for a talk with Max. And then she'd have a reception. And then she'd have a concert. And she'd be there reciting. And that she was always out somewhere. So we didn't see an awful lot of her. Yes. But Mother was always cousin Lenny. What? She was a Curie. I don't know where the connection comes in. It wasn't with my grandmother, I think it must have been. Mm. Grandmother Curie. And then when we lived in the house, they all used to come to see her. So we knew them all. But if she didn't like you, she'd tell you. Well, she's a nice character. She's really good, nice. Real Max to the boat backbone. But she was good. She had lots of friends. Yeah. She had a nice little bungalow, a nice little cottage at Mackled. It's just near the school, where the school is in the road. And then it's just upside of that. And that, of course, she knew them all. Everybody knew Kathleen. Yeah. You would just say good morning to her in the street and all that, but I didn't have an awful lot to do with it because there's such a generation gap. Because Kathy was that much older.
How much younger were you?
Father?
How much younger were you than her?
Oh, it must be a few years because I was only a teenager when I talked to her. And she must have been about... Well, she was retired. Because we never long enough with her when it passes good morning or that was it. And then she'd tell you a tale and then she'd be off to do her messages. But she had so many engagements that she was a busy lady. And then she'd, I think she was in the church at Mackled.
I do know.
Mackled Church, yes.
Mackled Church itself.
Yeah. I think she was a sort of member there. Yeah. So I think she was living alone. I don't think she had anybody with her. It's a lovely little cottage. Yeah.
She didn't drive, did she?
No.
Get the bus around.
No.
And
yes.
You went to her house.
Pardon?
You went to her house.
To her house? Yeah, she's never there in our house.
But you went to her house?
Oh, yes, just the once. It's the first we ever got in. We were going tour around. This one, the cousin, on the other side of the family. She had this car, so we went touring around, my mother and myself. And we passed, she said, let's just go see how Kathy is. So we rang there and she happened to be in. Oh, come in. So we come in, we had tea with her. And we had a real good gobble. Yes. And then we came home. And that's the one and only time I've ever seen Kathleen's house and what was inside. And Kathleen, yes, we were there on respect. We should have rang up, but we did. We just passed and we all called just see how she was, put a cup of tea. And she was having a cup of tea. That's the Manx. Have a give an afternoon tea. They make his cup of tea and put out the cups and saucers and have a real go do. And have Kathy. She was funny. I loved her kind of talking. But we didn't see her that often because if we didn't go into town the same time as her, we didn't see her. And then she was off. Sometimes she was off different concerts all over the place. You know, she'd go at night time. They'd have these little concerts, and she'd go there and give them sit and talk to them. Yes. And they'd tell them in accent. I suppose that half of them wouldn't know what you told about because they were English. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. My grandfather was good to his English, with his Manx. He was a Curie from Lexie. And he was great with his Manx. And my grandma could speak a little bit of Manx, the genuine Manx. I mean, we used to get a bit now and again from her, but I couldn't remember it. But she was, I think it was her relation. So they had an exhibition at the town hall of the old pictures, but a photograph was a photographer, and they had them all there.
Was that your...
That's my father. Oh. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Oh, he was Manx. Although his father was Manchester and that. And his mother little, but she was a little tiny, but she was a little bit Jewish. She was a nice little soul. And so the girls were all Manx. They were born here. So that was all right. But they're not thoroughbreds. So we were all born in Ramsey on the front, Murrick. Yeah. So then we went to school here. I very rarely go away anyway. I don't like away. I don't like travelling. I'm not a traveller. Mm. My father wasn't, and my grandfather wasn't. He was a coolie. He used to be a blacksmith. I don't know, do you remember? In where the Co-op is now. There's a store there.
Yeah.
There used to be a smithy there. It was his smithy. And he used to bring in horses and get them shod. And then he used to do all the gates, iron gates and all sorts of things. And he was quite busy here. But he was straight, he had no nonsense. No. But he was a good sort. He got all right. But, we had a happy time. When you think back, you had a happy time. Quite contented. And, but Kathleen was never over with ours. She never got to our place. I don't know why.
It wasn't far away, was it? Oh, no. Yeah.
She's too far. I think she's too busy, really. She had her old friends. Of course, she was away for a long time, wasn't she? Mm. And then she came back for it when she was retired. So it's only when we see her in town shopping, we just meet up with her and have a little chat and that when we go our way. And then if we're on she was always out at the cafes and the hotels and all having meals because she was with those sorts that would do it, you see. She liked out. She's very one that liked out a lot. She didn't like to stay home. You know? So when she went to Mackled, I suppose, because she wasn't the sort who was quiet up there for her. But she managed it. She was all right. But she's a happy sort. The things she would tell you, she'd have funny tales about people. And and she'd come out in her Manx. It's a lovely language, isn't it? Yeah. So she was, as you tell, she'd have a good laugh then. she was a real character. Yeah. But I think there was when she died, a cousin, he had a store, shop up in the Ramsey, just up near the old folks' home up at North Shore, up at this area, at Waterloo Road. And the wife came here I was over the other house then on the front. And she came along, she says, Kathy's died. She's left all these books here and papers and goodness knows what. And she says, I don't want them. She put the best out and then she dumped us with the rubbish. And it wasn't as inviting as her, what she had. Well, she was Isabel.
Okay.
My sister had a house just opposite where her husband was at the electricity and she was looking at the lovely, the old church house, a nice flat. Mm. And I didn't know, Norman knew, but I didn't know him at all. So, That's another Farragher. Mm. Yeah. Oh, they're a queer lot.
So what, the books which you got from what was left?
Yes.
What books were they? Were they...
Pardon?
What books were they? What books did you get?
Oh, that was all... Oh, I got a lot of papers and all that, but look at that. There was only what she'd write about it, and then she'd scribble it out, perhaps in a dictionary, she'd have it put down on paper. There was an awful lot of old papers, little bits of scraps and that. And I thought, I was thinking, getting all, I thought, well, if I die, who's going to have that? I better get rid of these. So, who did I? Oh, Leslie took them. I said, well, they're there for you. And there was a lot of Manx hymn book, a Manx dictionary, and there's a lot of Manx books up there. So I said, Leslie, these are no use to me because I don't go out to anywhere to tell anybody anything. You do, and Vanda does. So I gave him a whole lot of Manx, and he says it was lovely because he goes to church and does the service in Manx. And he's got the Manx directory. My father was a great Manx, grandfather was a great Manx. But we're all Manx, yes.
And speakers.
Yes.
Manx speakers.
Yes. Yeah. So we really, yes. She was in there. So, I mean, Kathy's sort of half with us.
Yeah. And you mentioned her scraps of paper.
Yes.
You gave those to Leslie as well.
Well, I think she came when she went over. Well, whether she brought them to her son or not, I don't know. Isabel, she was a bit of a, well, she was a nice enough person, but she all liked with the Tofts, you know, real. Yeah, she was with the lifeboat ladies committee. And she wouldn't talk to you unless you were posh. So anyway, she was a bad soul. Well, she lived in Ramsey. Then when the boy married, he went over to Peel to live. Because she said, I've kept them what I want, but I don't want these. And when we looked through them, there were all little bits of scraps of paper where she'd had an idea. She was scribbling it down on a piece of paper. And then use it for later on. And I thought, well, it's no use. Nobody wants those bits of papers.
And so what did he do with those?
It would have been all right for you. So,
yeah, it would have been.
Yes. But there's nobody because... who did I... I think I must have... Who did I give them to? Oh, I don't know. I think I must have burned them. I've got such a scrap of lots of papers and all that, you know, I feel hard to throw them out because you never get them again. Mm. So, anyway, Isabel took the best and she just bought the bits and bobs, what we call rubbish. So, she lived up in above the park. She had a house up there for a while. And then when she married her, she moved to he was in a chemist, in a grocery shop. And he sold a lot of wines and that sort of thing. I don't know what he looked like, I never saw him. So, but she was out in everything. And it was Mrs. Farragher. So we didn't have a lot to do with it. So.
Kathleen was into the WI, wasn't she?
She was. She was greatly into there. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, she was in everything. At night time, you see, you read the paper. Kathleen's been at a concert, and she's telling people she keep reciting. She was good to recite all her old poetry, and she got the right Manx tongue around it, and that. But when she talked to us, she was talking quite normal, but she didn't keep that up.
So she spoke. Normally,
yes, just naturally. But when she had the stage and she dressed up and that, she was a real card.
She dressed
yes.
up.
Yes, we have perhaps a Manx concert with Manx characters in it, and that she was a good girl.
And she'd dress up like her. Yes. Like her characters.
That's right. Yes, yes. Oh, she's pity that she had to die.
But it's a shame there aren't more pictures of her. There are some lovely pictures of her, but
yes.
Not many.
Yes, of course, pity I didn't realise, but I didn't keep them. But of course, there was nothing very special in what I had. It was Isabella had the lot. She said, I thought she took the best out, but what they were, I don't know. And then, of course, I think she went to look after when she took sick, and then she just took what she wanted. Then she came to the house, she said, so I'll leave them with you, she said, because you're the relation, I don't know whether she knew it or not. But anyway, she dumped this mother, so just look at it, all the rubbish. And valuable. If you didn't know that, we'd done that. But No, I don't think I've got any more. I had them in the drawer. I had a look the other day, but I can't find anything. But if I do, I'll keep it for you.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I've heard that Kathleen Farragut was a very short lady.
Oh, yes. Yeah, a little short, yes, yes, a little short. And then she had glasses. Mm. And, you know, but... and the hair sort of pulled back in a bun, as far as I can remember. I didn't see her that often because we went all went to town at the same time. And if we happened to hit on, of course, we have a little talk then. But otherwise, I didn't know her at all. She was so busy with all her writing and going to the concerts. Everything they had, the concert, Kathleen was in it, reciting. I think people enjoyed that. Not that I don't know whether they knew what they were talking about or not. Well, you see, we were living with the old people, with my grandfather and grandmother and my father and my mother. And I sort of brought up with the old people. So it makes a difference, doesn't it? They don't brought up all together. They're all out on their own now, aren't they? Getting into mischief.
So when you were young, on the prom there...
Yes.
You must have got up some minor mischief there. I'm sure you were out on the sand and in the sea.
Oh, yes, it's lovely. Yes, yes. I also remember one night I was worrying, a bit disturbed. I was sleeping in the front, and it was early morning, and all the birds down to the seabirds were all singing away there. So I thought I'd let them get out of bed and listen to that. It was lovely. You know, they were really nice. And they were chirping away, there was all the seabirds. They must have waked up and just having a say. It was lovely. But you wouldn't get that away.
No.
No.
And did your father's...
Oh, yes.
...business, did people come to him and do...
Oh, all those photographs, yes, yes, yes. Well, that was that photograph there, all his photographs, this chappy. He says, oh, he came and says, can we have them? I said, yes, but he goes, what are you going to do with them? Oh, we're going to make it an exhibition and people could come and see them. Well, I said, you don't want, but he says, you could come too. No, I said, no, I'll come with you because I've seen enough of them. So anyway, he put them out on display and, you know, it was very happy. It was very, you know, and now he's got, what was it? It was, he's got old people now, all the Ramsey Place and how it's changed, all that.
Oh, yeah.
It was in the hospital, in the new hospital, and it's in the lounge, in the places you're coming in. Mm-hmm. And we haven't looked. Have you been there?
I haven't, but...
Oh, I think they've taken it down now. But it's all the old-fashioned clothes and the shops. But you know, the shops we used to have in Ramsey's were an awful lot. Butchers and bakers and, you know... Different to go all together to now, and he knew everybody. And then, of course, he had to have a chair at the counter, and he sat on that, and he had a talk to the fellow that owned it.
At the butcher's?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Wow.
Oh, yes. Oh, all sorts of the bakers and the grocers. You sit down, it was Purcell's, the grocers. So we used to sit at that time, and of course, we had a relation in the. He got my godmother or something who was working in there, so we should have to sit in there. And then we had one, where was it, Ramsey? Yes, Percy was there, Percy Quayle. He was a cousin, so he was working there. We were going to see him, and he had, you know, the biscuits, you lift the lid up, and the biscuits were behind, some a little city. And, oh, we went in there with the kid, with my mother, and he said, come on, give me a biscuit. And he had a little lift the lid up and give me a biscuit. You won't get that these days, would you?
No. That's lovely.
Yes, yes, you used to lift that up and we have a nice biscuit as they come home. Yes. But they don't go out with their families now to shop, do they? The kiddies are not with them. We were always going to shop. When we go to shop, well, I suppose she knew where we were. But we used to like to shop. I'm going to them all. I mean, talk on each wall, take us easy to get home. But it was nice because they kept in contact with the whole lot. Yeah.
Kind of make a big community of the whole
yes.
town, wouldn't
yes.
it?
Yes, yes, yeah.
And there was, fishing was a big thing then. Did you buy the fish in the square?
Oh, yes, yes. You'd have fish down on the market. And it used to be all covered in fish on the bottom. Yes. Yes, and then of course my father knew with all the fishermen. And it was Charlie to the owner, and he said, "Well, Charlie, we've got some fish for you." And he'd be bringing the big fish home, and it'd be all on the snabble. It was really busy down there, and all the chickens and the turkeys and the goodness knows what all hanging up.
Because, of course, all the pictures we see now...
Yes, and you used to have to put them in the window. Mm. And at night time, a lot of the country folk used to come down and have a look to see who's the photograph, because they know who's getting married and who's not, you see. And the photographs, used to put them in the window. And you used to get, "Come on, you haven't changed them this week, because we know that one." And we have the next week, the Christmas, and then... A different days altogether to now.
Yeah.
People took an interest in each other. Yes, the country folk used to come down, always a special. Because it was a long way down at night time in the dark. I said, but it used to come about 6 o'clock, get the bus in, they come straight down, have a look at the photographs. So we put the light in the window and then they'd have a look at them, see the... Yeah.
And I imagine you had the country folk coming down for their family photo.
Yes.
Like these ones we saw, I guess.
That's right, yes.
It must be nice to see people coming to your house in their Sunday best.
Yes. Oh, it was nice. It was lovely. Then the children used to bring the babies to be photographed. And there'd be the babies sitting on the table. And to keep it on the table, I was down the bottom here, holding them all. Holding them tight so they wouldn't fall off. So it was quite a nice family affair. You know everybody. I had to come on, yeah. Oh, it was a different life to got me now.
I'm surprised not to see a picture of you like this. I'm surprised not to see. But, I'm surprised not to see your father's portrait of you.
Oh yes. He must have... he was a good man. He was good. I used to go out sometimes with him with the camera, with the tripod, and that. He had a man go with him to lift the tripod because he couldn't manage them all because they're all a big boxes, you know, big. They put it on his shoulder and everything, the camera and everything else. And this fellow used to go with him, Thomas, with what's his name? He's a Tregellis. He was a bit awkward, but we could manage him. You know, he thought he was the boss. He used to do a lot of the developing. And in the winter time, he couldn't put him in because there wasn't the business then. So he used to go on the roads to do the up at the mountains, the railroad, that sort of thing. And then the springtime, he'd come back down to us. And that. So we used to have him there. But he used to do all the developing for us. And my father was there, because he was called away to come and take photographs. And weddings all upstairs, up the studios. So we had my two aunts were there first. And then I was in with them. They were a bit difficult. They were a bit selfish, a bit, you know, they could say some awful things to you. Mm. And the children, you couldn't take it. It wasn't fair. Anyway, my father used to get after them. Caused trouble with the family. after when they died, it was me. I inherited that. Oh, I hated it at a different time.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, it was interesting. I think all the people coming in. And then, of course, the war, during the war, they had all the troops coming out, and we're going to have our photographs in the home. So, but I used to laugh, because I used to say, "You better come in and take the photograph, and she's a waif, or you'll be in there." Oh, yeah, there's some nice girls in the waif, too. They went to Jimmy Derby.
Oh, yeah.
And at Andrews. And they used to come in and have the photographs to send home. Yeah. It was nice. And then we had a little tea room, little room in the back. Well, it was the room we used to sit and develop, get the photographs sorted all out. And that. We used to get, of course, I had the teapot. Oh, we used to have lots of coming in for cups of tea. The parson used to come round, he'd take a walk round. And then, of course, this was the last port of call. So you come in to see it. "How are you?" "Yes, come in. Oh, come in the back room where we've got the teapot on." Oh, yes. So we got some Auntie Sissy Girlie's mother. That's my father's sister. She spent nearly all day with us. And I was tired. I thought it was time for us to get home. But Girlie was learning to drive then. And she was parking her down with us. And she would go off in the car and drive and a driving lesson. And the girl was sitting there. She loved down there. Because she was getting meeting people. She was really living in a bungalow. And she wasn't seeing anybody. And she was meeting all sorts down there. She was having a whale of a time. And then, of course, we had the ice cream and we got tea and everything else, and all that sorted out all right. Oh, dear. It's nice when you think back of all what you did. Yeah, it's happy. It's a good work. There's nothing nasty about it at all. You know, everybody was happy to get on with each other. Yeah. I remember those two visitors who used to come to stay in Ramsey, and she always used to come for us every morning, every afternoon, and have a movie. And she could offer a cross if there's anybody in the back room. That was hers. Mother said, oh no, she said, they all welcome in here. Yes, but you know, she's from Manchester. And you said that was her place to go. But she used to come in for a cup of tea. Then they come again at night, take us for a run around in the car, which was nice of them. Yeah.
That's nice.
And the old boy used to say, oh yes. And he pushed me in the back with her. And she's a tartar. But she was quite nice. Yeah. Well, you got to accept them as they are. That's the way. So we got on all right. And we had a nice run around the countryside, then she'd take us back. And then she'd come in for a cup of tea and a supper. And then we'd take her home.
That sounds nice.
Our house was never empty. No.
Can imagine.
Yes, yes. Well, it was nice. I liked it that way. It was nice.
Now, one thing which you mentioned before was when you met Kathleen up at the Grand Island.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, we didn't know. We went my mother, three of us, it was four of us, Margaret, Norma, and my mother self. And we went into have a night lunch there. And no idea with Kathleen. We were going into the ladies. And Kathleen said, anyway, my cousins are here too. So then she made a poetry of it the day afterwards, and it was in the paper. I should have kept it. Yeah, of both going to the Grand Island, and who should she meet but their four cousins? Well, I says, what did she do that for? Yeah, well, that was her. Yes, I don't know who she's with. She was some pals. She didn't stay with us, but she had these four pals go around. That's the only time I've been any long with her, because it's usually hello, Kathleen, and then you walk on.
Yeah, and how did it feel being?
Yes.
In her poem, was it nice to be in her poem? Was that exciting?
Oh yes, yes. She really was. She was nice enough for us. There's a photograph of one of those papers.
Yeah, I think I saw yes. it for one of the books.
Of her, she got it on her, and little woman. She wasn't very big, but my word, she could talk. She wasn't stuck for a thing, no. Anyway, he gave me a character, go to her, she'd give me one. She was nice, and I like Kathy, what I saw of her. But we were only small, we didn't know what it was before. Mm. Yeah. So Mother was so busy with the visitors of the summer, because we used to take people in. We had the boarding house on the front. Mm. So we didn't see an awful lot of visitors in the summer.
And she, was that picture taken by your father?
I should imagine so.
She wouldn't go somewhere else, would she? She would.
No, I'm sure she'd go there, yes. Mm. Yes, but I don't remember. It might have been before my time. Mm. When Auntie May was there, she was very, very friendly with him. That's one of his sister in the shop. And she used to take a lot of them too. So, we had a nice quiet life. Yes, yeah.
And did you ever take the photographs as well? Were you trained up to be a...
Oh, well, I was doing help my father to be the photographer, but I wasn't keen on that.
Oh, right.
I don't like in the limelight.
Oh, right.
No. I used to have... He used to take one. There was one on the front and one up here in the top of the Road, somewhere in the top of the park. And there was a whole group of company, and all the workers used to come over. And I'd have to stand out and put them all together and take a photograph of the camera. Well, when he died with a stroke very suddenly. We didn't expect it. And I had to take this camera out, take a photograph of it. I thought, oh, God, I've never done this before. And it was turned out all right. But I knew what exactly to do. But I thought, oh, stand in front of all these people. And, oh, no, it wasn't my cup of tea at all. Oh, dear, I suppose I'd get used to it in time, but I didn't stay long enough with it.
And what did you do after that? What did you do after your father died?
Oh, we had a shop where we carried on for a while. And then, things were changing, the films and all that. So she said, oh, well, we had cups of tea and they used to take them down on the shore. And they used to pay for that. Was quite nice to pay. And then ice cream and that was all. Just ice cream and they had ice cream and foam. And the little girls used to come with us to serve it. It was all given out to cheap for them. quite like that. That was quite nice. And a few years and then I gave it up and retired then. I went home to look after my mother. My grandma was alive then. And she was only 90 when she died. But she was a lovely, sweet soul. This would be a cousin to Kathleen. I think it's her side that it come from. And she had, I think she said, she told me one time, I think there was 5 or 7 daughters to the family, and each one married, but she said she'd have an awful lot of relations. Because when she married, of course, they have these children, and there was seen to us an awful lot of them, because we say, oh yes, you're related to us. So each one married. We had a very happy time when you think back. So we've got something to be thankful for, because not many can have. No, and then of course the big house, they were thinking, well, they said, I think we'll sell it. She said to me, I said, no, I'm not going to leave the Moorick. I can't leave here because I like this house. It's got lots of happy memories. And she said, oh, Mary, she said, we can't manage it a lot. Anyway, we stuck with her for a while, and she says, we're having to sell because it was the repairs were costly. And so we sold it. And then she died then. And we came up here. I had came up here on my own. And I've been 20 years here. So.
And the house you had on the front in the
Moorick? Yes, that was sold.
Was that one of the ones in the internment camp? Was that within?
That's right, yes, that's right. I think that was upset it because it wanted a lot to do with it. The troops didn't care about them. And when we came back, there was the bathroom and they had candles underneath. There was a fitted carpet, you know, how they used in those days, the wooden ones. There's a bathroom there, the bath was there, but underneath was candles. I suppose they were wanting hot water. So we had to have new bathrooms, new toilets, and the government never made for a thing.
Oh, right.
And my grandfather, he was alive then, he says, oh, I don't know what we do here. But he's like me, he wouldn't move, stubble. So we stayed there for a little while, but we had to give it up because the costly was. To do everything.
And did you know much about what was going on in the house during the internment?
No, we were never there.
They just turfed you out.
That's right. Everything had to come out. And we took some furniture out. The government said, oh no, you can't take that because they used to sort of sit for like that. And had to put it back again. So it broke my grandfather's heart, it really did, because he said, but he wanted to get back. My father wasn't keen on it. No, he said, don't go over there. Well, he said, yes, it's my home. So we all went back in there.
And you had it as a house, you didn't use it as a, did you use it as a hotel, or was it just your family home?
No, it was just a boarding house, like people come and stayed. They used to come, Irish Week was always, there was 4 houses. They used to have 4 rooms. And then with the children and all that. And then my grandma used to cook 4 different meals. I don't know how she did it. 4 different meals. And we were number 5. So, but she was a good cook. But she never complained. She never felt tired or anything else. And if she did, we did. She wasn't sure it. And that. But they were nice people. But they go out at 5 at 6 o'clock at the night. You get a rowing boat. Usually we row boats then. I'd go out into the bay and catch mackerel and a whole string of mackerel. They'd bring it all back and wanted to do it for supper. And soft things, you say, yes, since you're doing them, gutting them and cleaning them. And then give them for supper. Oh, they loved that. So they used to come year for year after year. There was one from Liverpool, and there's a family from Ireland. And She was a character too. Irish, she had a dog with her. And, oh, I don't know, we had all sorts, but they used to come back year after year. And she was a marvellous cook. I was tasty, you know, but she just didn't say bother. Then we actually used to have hire a girl then to come in to be his waitress. And then, of course, Joe Ruggins was having to go to help with the washing up and putting them all back. Oh, dear. Brass chairs, runs for the 55th stairs. They had to be done because they were brass. Oh, heck.
Lots of bending down on your knees back then.
That's right. They wouldn't do it now. No. But it was all, we got on with it. It had to be done with it. That was it. And I thought I was awful smart. I wasn't very old. I thought, oh, well, come on, Mary. I was the eldest, you see. I get these stores, the way we do the stores. And the brass on the front of the door, you know, the step, that had a brass cover on it. Mm. And that had to be done too. I was awful proud of his brass. So I already brought some with me here. I thought I wasn't going to have any, but I thought I couldn't. And Lee, when she says, oh, you get good money for that. I said, well, you can have that when it's gone.